I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Because it works, visit EMP180.com. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. Taking your calls on an open line Thursday. Happy Valentine's Day. You know, Jake Busby's going to join us coming up at 9, senior writer for Yahoo Sports. We will talk some NFL with him.
You know, Valdez points out here on Twitter that I guess the best Valentine's Day bit we ever did, I'm just seeing this now, and I vaguely remember, is that we played Horror Boar with a girl, and then, you know, that's where you get them to admit what their number is, how many dudes they've been with. And her number was some outrageous number. And then we had her call her dad and admit her number to her dad. That might have been a Father's Day.
It was on Father's Day, yeah.
On Father's Day.
But I think Brett, the old producer, one of the P1s, DJ Mao, were talking about Valentine's Day bits and skits and everything.
Right.
And they wanted to do Horror Boar.
Have we decided that we're out on Horror Boar? Because I would do that again.
What happened? It's just hard to get girls to call.
Yeah, it became fruitless.
No one calls anymore.
Plus, we used to just get threes and fours. Like, instead of, like, we used to get spectacular numbers.
We had one girl that I think she admitted that she basically turned to like hooking.
Right.
Could have also had spectacular liars.
They might have been.
You just don't know.
They could have been liars, but it didn't seem like it.
Yeah,
because you're using a fake name.
We were getting, you know, women who were saying 67.
Yeah.
74. And then all of a sudden we started playing it. It was always twos and threes.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. It got old.
I was watching some adult content the other day.
Yeah. Right.
And
Horner's been hot lately on the show.
And this girl sat down. It was a standard interview, right? Interview.
Sure, it was standard.
You've always been a fan of the interview.
Oh, you always like that. You interview, you know, first time in the biz type thing.
Yeah, right.
By the way, I noticed Valdez the other day. So remember I put that picture of the three guys huddled around the computer?
Yeah.
Caption this. Valdez was so into the comments that day.
Oh, they love the comments. Like,
this is Matt Valdez.
It was
comments
unbelievable,
are funny.
Though. Right. Like, you're showing him the naked chick, and he's like, click on the comments. Click on the comments.
This is Matt Valdez.
Well, so I'm watching, you know, a long time ago, this video of this interview, and this girl's pretty cute, and the guy's interviewing her or whatever, and then, you know, asking her a million questions. Well, where you come, you know, how old are you? How long you wanted to work in the business or whatever? You know, what's your favorite? This
is a casting couch scenario.
Kind of, right? It's one of the 9 million knockoffs, essentially. And then
it's a crowded market space.
It is. And then he goes, well, let me introduce you to, you know, I don't know, Tom or whatever. Some donk comes down. It's just some terrible, looks like he's addicted to some sort of opioid.
Let me guess. He's heavily tattooed.
Yeah, he just looks awful. And he goes, here's Dana. And she's been with 57 guys.
Oh.
And it just that number just jumped out at me. Like, you know, it's kind of a strong number.
So it seems pretty high.
Although at the same time, if you've been in the adult industry, that might be a low number. Like, where does that number
fit? Yeah, that's a low number if you're in the biz, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's in the business. And if you're in the business, you're still keeping track. So, I don't know. It was just interesting. I noted that.
Just a nugget.
57 guys.
Did you stick with that scene, by the way? Or did you move on?
I don't remember. That's the only part I remember. The 57.
You ever found the conjugal visit one that you were looking for?
What, there was one I was looking for?
I don't know. There was like a discussion one day, and I think Valdez or somebody found one for you.
Well, I think he said that's a genre you should Google.
Which one? Sorry.
The conjugal visits. I still can't believe, I'm flabbergasted that exists. That you could be in prison for like a terrible crime. And yet, it's legal to have sex with, I don't know, some inmate or you know, some woman on the outside. That's insane to me.
It may not be for all types of crimes. Like, it might be for people that are going to go back to society. I don't know. I don't know the states that still have them.
Well, let's just say even if you committed tax fraud and you're in jail for 10 years, they're going to allow you to have conjugal visits?
Well, you have visitors.
Yeah, but conjugal visits where you set up in like a playhouse.
Maybe they'd rather you
and
do
you hit
that
skins
than
for 24 hours.
According to Wick,
24
you do
hours
other alternatives.
Well, yeah, like I think they do like weekends. They do like a whole weekend bit.
I think they give them like an hour.
The states with conjugal visits.
No, sometimes they do like a weekend.
Are Cali, Connecticut, New York, and Washington. Drab's home state, Washington.
Washington.
Loves the conjugal visits.
So if you're going to commit a crime, you do it in one of those states and you're still good.
I
guess
so. Well, I think it's to keep the families together. That's the point of it.
Right.
Okay.
I think I read that before. And it's if you kill someone, you're not getting conjugal visits.
Well, I think it's also, they say, because they want to get them back acclimated into society.
Right,
because
right.
What I've seen researching is that it's like they do like a weekend together. So they like cook and you know what I mean?
They're acting like people forget how to hit skins.
No, they don't forget how to hit skins, but they're like,
no, but they want them to go back into society successfully and have those relationships. So, I don't know.
It's still just amazing to me. All right, let's go to Steve in Fredericksburg. Steve, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello, Steve.
How are you, man?
Good, good. Hey, I got a question for Cakes.
All right.
And so have you ever played on the Club WPT website, play poker there?
I think I have dabbled in like many years ago, but it's probably been at least 5 or 6 years. My problem with that is it's free.
Is it play money?
Yeah, it's like play money.
Not interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool 20 years ago.
Because they actually have, if you do a VIP membership where you pay a monthly fee, they actually run tournaments where you can win actual cash prizes. I actually just won. I played a tournament over New Year's, and I finished first out of 2,450 people.
Me.
And I'm going to be going the first week in March. I won a VIP package. I'm playing in the L.A. WPT main
gotcha,
event.
Gotcha. So they give you satellite seats or whatever. Okay. I get that's
yeah,
cool.
So they're,
you could satellite into
yeah,
a tournament.
Right. It's a $10,000 entry fee.
That's pretty high dollar.
Give me a week in a hotel.
Right.
And
all right. Well,
so,
that's cool.
Yeah,
let us know how it goes. When is the tournament?
Okay. It's the 2nd through the 6th of March.
That's right, coming up.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. All right. I know. It's all about him. But just call us back when you're there or when you come back and let us know how you did.
That is funny. That drop makes me laugh.
It's a go-to.
Me.
My problem is that wouldn't attract me to because I like to play a lot of poker. And then just to, like, you have to hit a home run
to get
anything.
Here's what wouldn't attract
me. You have to win to get anything.
Monthly fee to play basically long shot poker.
Yeah.
Grass for poker.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Can we just go back to the way it was 7 or 8 years ago? I just put my money in easy and then play
poker. I just want to play dollar sit and goes online.
Right.
That's all I want to do.
The good old days. That's all we're asking for.
Yep.
God, I keep reading about so many people that, you know, they still have these sites up and they go rogue and they just busto. You know, they get a new site and they put their money in, you know, because it's all unregulated now. And I mean, it's always been unregulated, but these sites are, you know, the fly-by-night sites try to capitalize on American players desperate to play.
Just go to your standard brick and mortar, MGM National Harbor, beautiful poker room. Go see the flops there.
Yeah, that's great, too. But don't you also want to just play from home for an hour?
I would like that option,
you don't want to drive anywhere?
Just would love that. To go
play
home
1,000 hands in an hour? I used to be able to do that.
I would love to play a sit-and-go today before Genesis Open coverage starts.
Right.
Can I do it?
No, you can, but your money is just dicey because the sites come and go.
I'm not going to put a lot of money in
there. Yeah, but you'll be better when the $200 you put in it and when they close up shop.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'd lose $200.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
For the entertainment, I think it's worth it.
There are sites you could do that. You know, they'll be here for a week.
Give me a couple.
Yeah, okay.
Real quick, did you guys see the latest picture of Alex Smith? I guess he's in Texas visiting some sort of rehab facility.
Still got the scaffolding on his leg.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, just my thought, too, was, I mean, it was kind of hard to tell, but it looked like the leg was, you know, still all swollen up.
I'm sure it is.
And I'll tell you, the atrophy has got to be tremendous on his calf areas.
It was a
brutal,
devastating, traumatic injury.
He's going to be lucky to just gain full function of his leg.
He's going to be lucky to be able to run around with his kids.
Let alone play at the NFL quarterback spot.
I mean, well, if you haven't seen the picture, we just retweeted it at Junks Radio, or you can follow at 106.7 The Fan.
The quote I heard, and it's third hand, right? It's like from a friend of a friend, is that a doctor said, when asked if Alex will ever play again, and this was before the news hit, it's preposterous to even ponder it.
Yeah.
But, you know,
and it makes
that's
sense.
Third hand. I didn't hear it myself, but someone heard it and told me. And, you know, that's kind of how we started snooping around on this.
So his wife tweeted the picture, or Instagrammed the picture, I'm not quite sure, from the Center for the Intrepid at Brook Army Medical Center in Fort Sam Houston in Texas.
Mm.
And you see it, and he's smiling like I'm happy for him. It looks like he's, you know, having a good time or whatever.
He's as happy as you could be, I'm sure.
The scaffolding, you see the two crutches tucked underneath.
Yeah.
And then if you really look, I've looked at a couple right. versions of it. It's tough to really break it down, but it just if the part of the leg which you can see, because most of the leg is covered,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't necessarily look great. And then it just makes you think, if you still got that scaffolding on, just the amount of atrophy, particularly in the lower part of that leg.
Oh, yeah. Dude, my understanding is, and I wouldn't go to the witness stand on it, but my understanding is they had to take muscle from, from his hip?
I think it was his hip.
From his hip and put it in there. I mean, it's just, that infection crushed him.
Oh, it was devastating.
The infection crushed him. It's brutal.
But it's good that he's in good spirits.
He does seem to be in good spirits.
He's in a picture. I mean, of course he's going to smile. Who knows what he's like off.
Yeah, but the fact that he's even doing that.
But he's probably come to grips with everything.
Yeah.
And realizes he's going to have a good 12 months of rehab. And
see his where doc- he gets,
his
see
doctors,
where he ends up.
His doctors have probably said, yeah, you're going to be able to walk okay, maybe run a little bit. But he's probably come to the grips with the fact that his future is dicey in the league.
Yeah. But and thank God he signed the big contract.
And by the way, he's got tons of money.
Yeah.
He's got tons of money.
So they're going to be set and secure. But you feel terrible for him because he can't do what he loves.
Correct.
I assume he loves playing football. So.
And he's a great dude.
He's, by all accounts, 100% a great dude.
Yes, we met him. We know. We know he's a great dude.
We met him when he was a rookie.
We're like best friends with him.
We're very tight with Alex Smith. I mean, very close.
I mean, pretty close to best friends.
You know what? I'm his confidant.
I mean,
what we are.
We do talk a lot.
Jason's probably looked at his house.
I don't know where. I know he lived in the Great Falls area, maybe like Vienna, somewhere near there, but I've never seen his house.
Huh. How would you even know that? You asked around.
A buddy.
He always liked to know.
He always has a real estate buddy, real estate insider.
A buddy of mine does like home remodeling and did some work.
You should start a side business where you take people on tours of Redskins homes. I mean, you basically know where all of them live.
I know where. Well, I could tell you.
You could do that like a TMZ tour.
I can take you to Greg Minuski's house.
You could team up with Courtney West.
Right.
Chariots.
Give a little tour.
Look, this is the seed of a business being planted right here on the air as we speak.
Oh God, who was the defensive tackle that played? He's retired 3 or 4 years ago. Went to Georgia. Defensive tackle.
Kendrick Olsen.
Kendrick Olsen.
Yeah, good dude.
He lives in the next neighborhood over.
Kendrick Olsen. I'm sorry.
I could take you to Kendrick's house.
Sure. who else? You know where Trent Williams lives?
I did TV with Kendrick.
He's really Trent good. Williams doesn't live in that house anymore.
Okay, he's moved out. Has he downsized a bit?
Hope so.
Right.
So there's a few.
What about Lorenzo? He still has property.
Lorenzo's
right?
house is either on the market or sold.
Oh, really?
So I believe he moved to Arizona.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He had a really nice house.
He was grasping on social media yesterday for help finding a table for he and his wife for Valentine's Day.
He was?
Well, he said I botched it.
He used to always send me text grasping for Nats tickets.
Right. Yeah. Does that even happen anymore? Because
seriously.
We used to call you the King of Ashburn because there was a period of time there where a bunch of Redskins, Redskin wives, like people would text you and ask you for like hookups for dinner because they knew you were all, you know, you knew everybody.
Oh, that was Adam.
Adam Carricker.
Carricker's wife.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
He's not the only one. Lorenzo used to hit you
Lorenzo.
Up.
Lorenzo used to ask us for like tickets to DC Improv or Draft House.
Hey, that's what, he's a little bit of a squeaker.
Size. Yeah,
he likes freebies like
I
the rest of us.
I bet you he knew Harvey Metro.
That doesn't happen much anymore.
Just because you're in the NFL, I haven't heard from a squeaker.
I haven't heard from Lorenzo. Now he moved out of the area, so I haven't heard from him much.
I wonder if it snows a lot in Arizona.
Probably not.
It's a very inside joke.
Right.
It's a very, very inside joke.
Took me a while, but
see,
I remember.
It made you laugh.
Radio Insider.
All right, let's take a break. Phone numbers 800-636-1067. Open line Thursday here on the Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Junks are going to be packing our bags soon because we're heading down to West Palm for spring training March 4th and 5th. Thanks again to the Hilton West Palm Beach for taking care of us with unbelievable accommodations. Located just 2 miles from the beach, 3 miles from Palm Beach International Airport, the AAA Four Diamond Hilton West Palm Beach is the ideal location for foofy, fancy travelers like the Junks. So we'll be there in just a couple weeks.
You know, by the way, I just spent $3. This is the most I've ever spent on one item.
Is that like a breakfast
bar? I can't believe it's a Gatorade whey protein bar.
There's no way it's good for you because it's tasty.
Oh, yeah.
It's like really good.
It has tons of sugar.
Yeah. How many calories and all that?
I don't ever look at that stuff. But
there's no way
I do look at it occasionally.
Because it's too good. I've had it before.
Not much is
good. It's got protein and then everything else terrible.
Right. Sugar. Right. Loaded with sugar.
You can't read it. You need to read it.
It's the lighting, dude. It says total fat, 10 grams.
Yeah, but what's the calories? I just want to know calories. That's the big
340.
Hitter. Yeah.
That's not bad.
You know, we were talking about reading glasses or whatever.
Yeah,
a buddy
sure.
of mine told me that, you know, he needs reading glasses too. He's like our age.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he had the LASIK 10 years ago like we did. But what they did with him is they just gave him a contact in his non-dominant eye. And so, like, when he looks long distance or whatever, I guess his dominant eye takes over. And then when he has to read, he just kind of tilts it a little bit over to the one eye.
So it's like he has a bifocal.
Yeah. But he says it's totally seamless and silly.
Nice.
So it just has one. Have you ever heard of that before?
No, never.
He has just one contact for, like, reading. And when he's just driving around regular, it's fine because your dominant eye takes over. I guess that's why it's called the dominant eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he needs it for reading, he just puts it over to the left eye and he's silly.
I need to go to an ophthalmologist. My left eye is lagging.
Probably should.
I definitely have a dominant eye. My right eye is the dominant eye. I used to have 20/20.
How do you know which one's which?
My eyes.
Well, just isn't there a trick you do?
Particularly when I'm driving in the morning, I just cover one eye and I'm like, I can see the license plate.
God. JP's covering
I can see
eyes
the license plate perfectly
yeah.
clear.
No,
and then all of a sudden the
safe.
Other one is blurry.
But JP's distracted enough when he's driving. Now he's covering his eyeballs.
Right. I think my eyes
he's
both see the same, but the dominance is
or
a different
eye.
That's a different
no,
concept.
Mine don't see the same.
Yeah,
one is probably 20/20 and the other is probably 20/40.
How do you know if you have which one's dominant? If there's something about like when you're looking if it moves, right?
Not sure about that.
How would I know?
Open line Thursday.
Would I work at my eye doctor?
Somebody may know. 800-636-1067.
Real quick. So during the break, I was just chatting with some of the salespeople. And then I saw Phil, you know, who we had lunch with.
Sure. The big boss.
And I was actually
the big boss
chatting with the other people. And they didn't get a chance to say hello to Phil. And he was getting his coffee, whatever, and racing back to his office.
He works so much. Oh, my God. He works all the time.
The guy's consumed. But anyway. He raced back into his office, and it just reminded me of talking to Drabby. I think it was a couple days ago. And remember, we did the big – they gave us, like, a nice lunch. What was it at? Rare Steakhouse in
yes.
D.C.
Rare.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
it was,
rare.
I guess, it was not at Raw, which
right.
you're about to say.
Right down I Street.
It's
right.
very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, just celebrate, you know, us signing a new deal, whatever.
Yeah.
We'll see how that works out. But anyway, so we all had a great time. And then Drabby the next day, or maybe 2 days later, said he ran it. It was like 10 of us, right? It was all of us.
Yep.
Even
right.
Adam was there, CK, Phil.
Adam was in the worst.
That was about
ever.
It.
Nine of us.
Yeah. Nine total.
Yep.
Phil saw Drabby in the hallway, and as they're walking by towards the bathroom, this is how Phil greeted him. Hey, it's the lunch guy.
Hey, you know what? I don't hate that because he remembers you from lunch, but doesn't remember your name.
That's a terrible greeting.
Why?
I spent hours with the guy. I sat one seat away from him.
He's supposed to know you're drab.
No.
He's supposed to know everybody's name in the building. I mean,
we just had a nice, intimate lunch.
But he doesn't know you're drab, a.k.a.
It's one of the lunch guys.
Disrespectful. Well, disrespectful.
Well, I saw him in
the funniest thing I've heard.
It is great.
I saw him in the bathroom.
This is even better.
And I say, hey, Phil, how's it going?
Did you stream shame him like you do at me every time we're in the bathroom together?
And he goes, hey, you. I would have been butt-sized to have been called the lunch guy.
Lunch guy. I think it's fun.
I know, lunch guy's
you were at the lunch.
The ultimate insult will be if he knows Adam's name.
No, he does know AWA. That's what's driving us crazy.
Tell him why
because
knows.
The day after the lunch, he went to CK's office to talk about a pressing need, and the pressing need was he had to find out if Adam ordered his steak well done because that's what he thought he said at the lunch. So he had CK ask Adam how he ordered his steak.
Right. Because it was bugging him.
I guess he got
it medium.
He's
not consumed by work as much as we think.
No, I think he's pretty much consumed by work. During that lunch, he told
what type of steak Adam
first of all,
ordered.
He told us he comes in on, I think, both Saturday and Sunday. And he's up, I think, every day at like 3:30 in the morning and just starts working from home before he comes in here.
Yeah.
Every
day. That's what he's doing.
Right.
Guy loves the work.
He loves
for him.
I can't relate.
I actually saw an article and I couldn't relate to this week, and it was an article about retiring early. Mm. And it really takes us all out of the equation because it was about a couple that were in their 30s and they got married, never had children. So, I mean, between the four of us, we have 11 children.
Yeah.
But they decided that they wanted to figure out how to retire early.
Right.
And they both made good livings. Both were six figures. So you put it together, they were making good living. And they bought a house in Tahoe, I believe, because they were into outdoor sports like mountain biking and things like that, hiking. So they buy this
watch,
house in Tahoe.
Jeremy Roenick and company swing it at the
Tahoe. They're in their early 30s, and they came up with a plan how they could retire early. Now, they figured they needed to make 38 times the amount of like recommended retirement money.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you go to financial advisors, they say, when are you going to retire? 70, okay, this is how much money you need. And they paid off their house. They bought like a reasonable house in Tahoe.
Right.
And they paid it off in 5.5 years. They don't have to pay for that. They had an investment property where they know in 5 or 10 years,
it's
paid off and they're just getting
it.
Income. They say they retired at 38 and they travel all the time. They
so what do they live off of?
They have enough
like
money saved up.
Interest off their investments?
Well, they saved up enough money. And eventually,
but they're probably living. They're probably not just spending all the money. They must be living off the interest or whatever dividends
they're
paying.
Spending their savings, and then they in the future will get income coming in. But they said legitimately, they sleep into whatever they want, like a coveted the life.
Brilliant.
Right? They said they just wake up when they wake up. They have their coffee and breakfast, and then they decide what they're going to do that day.
And how old are they?
38.
Mm. They must have just clocked some serious
they
money
don't
when
have
they were
kids. The fact that they don't have kids,
I mean,
all of their money they have so much money, disposable income.
Yeah, I mean.
So they both made, you know, had good jobs, good education, good jobs. So they both made six figures. So let's say they got, you know, they're making $200,000 minimum a year.
Right.
Not
no
that
kids.
Much, though, to be able to retire.
Okay, but with
30.
No, right.
But
no
they,
kids.
They had a plan. So for years, they were being spendthrifts. So they said they have their cars, for example. Or they said they beat them into the ground. Like
right.
It was like a 1992.
Well, hold on. They're not. Wait a second. They're not ready to drop $500 on a Turbo Chef oven,
right?
So that they have toasted sub bread.
No.
And I'm already resigned to the fact I'm never retiring.
And it was a very modest home. I think it was like 1,800 square feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Tahoe.
I don't.
Okay, but a lot of people say they couldn't
see,
live that
JP,
lifestyle.
You're missing
like,
the point. They don't have kids.
No. He mentioned that from the beginning.
I said it's not realistic for us. But a lot of people wouldn't say. A lot of people also would say, "I wouldn't want to live that life." The life was you sleep in, and then you decide what you're going to do.
Sounds
that
like
day.
A great life.
It sounded
no, I
phenomenal.
Could be retired. I could be retired. I don't have this burning desire to work.
But I wouldn't want to retire in my 30s and not have kids versus have kids.
Correct. Right. Of course.
I mean, kids probably cost you. I bet you an average kid cost you $250,000
minimum.
Oh my God!
That's a low ball.
I get you about to third grade for my kids.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm saying, but on average, I bet you the average kid from birth to whenever they go to college,
I'm pretty sure my kids
probably $250,000.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they might be.
Yeah,
think about that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to spend. So I'm near $500,000 just on my two kids.
Yep.
Oh, you spent.
And I guarantee
that.
It's more than that.
You spent way
Has
more than
to
that.
Be.
Richie, I'm saying on average.
Yeah.
On average, a kid probably costs about $250.
Yeah, and then think about.
Jason's actually all over it by the. According to the first thing which I came up with. From Money Magazine, the cost of raising a child
is it 250?
Says jumps to $233,610.
Right.
I think exactly. I spend that much on sports for each kid. So, yeah.
Right. But, I mean, I'm obviously, you know, you send your kids to private schools, it goes up. But on average, the normal person spends $250,000.
So they're plowing all that money into, you know, a high-yield savings account, into 401ks, whatever.
I'd retire 38,
just
too.
Banking cash.
Yeah, I know I'm never going to be retired, ever. And I have a silly financial plan, and I look at the thing, and it says I'm right on track. And all. I know it's not possible. There's no way it's going to happen. Now, if I had, like, a silly pension
You could live in a
tent.
You could
something.
Live in a tent be yeah. retired.
Live in a yurt.
That's right.
All right, let's go to Dan in Centerville. Dan, what's up?
What's up, Junks?
What's up?
How
Hello,
are you, buddy?
Dan.
Good morning. I was just going to talk. I know you guys were talking, just driving and heading down to Richmond. I heard you guys talking about dominant eyes. I was just
How do you figure it out?
On the discussion. So there's a couple ways you can do it. So you're in the studio, you guys could just sit there and kind of take your hands and put them together and like make like a overlap your hands and kind of make like a small diamond.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like put it out in front of you and then like. Focus, keep both eyes open and then focus on like put that small little square diamond you've made with your hands and like focus on an object on the wall, like a clock or something.
Yeah, I'm doing that. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so you got both eyes open, you see the clock. Now you close one eye.
Right.
If you still see the clock, that's your dominant eye.
All right, hold on.
If you close the other eye, you should not be able to see that object.
All right, so I'm closing my left eye and it's still right there. So that means my right eye is my dominant one?
It's dominant, yeah. Another way you can do it is do that same thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do that same thing and then bring your hands back to your face. You'll bring them back to your dominant eye. So it would come back to your right eye.
Yeah, and then bring your hands really fast back to your face. As fast as
okay,
you can.
Okay, so I'm right eye dominant.
Hold on, slow. Bring it back slow.
So I'm right eye dominant. That means I've got, like, big Jimmy Johnson. I'm creative. Like, what are all the attributes?
Yeah, so most people are, like, left hand, left eye dominant. Right hand, right eye dominant.
Okay.
But, like... Like for I'm a shooting instructor, and like the issue that comes up with people with shooting with accuracy is that sometimes they're cross-eyed dominant, so then they have to either move the gun or move their head to be more accurate, more consistently.
I bet you like AWOD's cross-eyed dominant.
My eyes are going crazy.
Okay. I'm left eye.
You are?
Yeah.
So you probably should be a lefty.
Left eye.
Does that
Lopez.
Mean he should be a lefty? And his parents ruined him. That's why he holds a pencil so.
You need golf clubs, Richard.
Do you think he should have been lefty?
I mean, not necessarily. He's just left eye dominant. I mean, some people are cross eye dominant.
Yeah, I don't know that. All right, well, that's cool. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.
Cool.
I've always wanted to
know. I'll be listening to you guys. I'm going down to the beach this week, and I'll be listening to you guys down there too.
All right, that's awesome, man.
What are you going to the beach for?
Bung bung beach.
My buddy's dad passed, and I'm going down for the funeral.
Oh, that's brutal. Sorry. Which beach?
Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach, that's right, because we're now heard there.
That's right.
Yeah.
So great. In Norfolk. Yep.
All right. Have fun.
All right, sorry to hear that, but thanks, man. Thanks
Tidewater.
For the call.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
I just told him to have fun at a funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry
yeah,
about
did.
That.
Yeah, you weren't really thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, you could have been Phil Mickelson if you played lefty.
Yeah, I could have been.
Although Phil was supposed to be righty and played golf lefty.
I could have been a silly relief pitcher.
Yes, right? You could be making millions.
It doesn't mean, you know how they say like you're left, if you're left brain.
You could be John Lennon.
Creative or all that crap. It doesn't mean that with your eye stuff.
I wouldn't know.
My eyes are going.
All right, let's
crazy.
Go to Joe Bluemont. Joe, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks. How are you, Joe?
Good. How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
So yeah, the one eye thing. So I play a lot of basketball and have astigmatism in one eye. So the eye doctor suggested I just wear the contact in the good eye, and works perfect. Can still shoot the three. Can see perfect. You don't even really notice it.
What about like reading and all that? I know it's all about him. It's all right. What about reading?
Well, see, I'm opposite, so I have to take my glasses off to read. But when I just have one contact, then I can see far out of the one eye and I can read out of the other eye.
Wow. So you're one of those guys that like my buddy. So you have this stuff like tilted to the one side when you're reading.
Well, you don't even really notice it. You just do it. I mean, it's just I've been doing it for a while now.
Right.
And you know, you don't even really have to think about it.
What is astigmatism? I don't even know what the hell that
Who
is.
Knows?
I've heard that term
I've
a million
heard
times.
A million times. I don't know what those are
what
either.
What does it mean, Joe?
astigmatism is like a misshaped eye. So when you put the contact in, it really doesn't sit right. It would be kind of blurry out of the one eye. So I actually see a lot better with just one contact.
Gotcha. Yeah, but you have astigmatisms happen for people that don't have contacts.
Yeah, you have a Picasso eye.
Whatever, I'll look it up.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. You want to feel old? It's when you realize you need reading glasses.
When you have to squint to see better.
Yeah, but that can happen at any age.
True, but it's happening to me now.
Yeah.
It didn't happen to me at 18.
Did you ever get the LASIK?
Yeah, but it's been a while. It's probably been 12, 13 years.
You're the only one that didn't. Your vision was too good for it.
It was. It was is the key word. I feel old when I draw the four seat at the cash game and I need to break out my glasses to see the flop.
Right?
Yes, because if I'm sitting across from the dealer or next to the dealer, I can see it perfectly. If I'm at the end of the table,
always comes back to poker for cakes.
Pretty much does.
His whole life.
It's correct.
But you don't find it kind of depressing? To me, what it just like, you know, now when I have to have it so lit up to see anything. I'm constantly bringing my phone out, putting the flashlight on to read stuff.
I don't know if you're aging very well.
I'm not.
Of course it's depressing. It's just another sign
of imminent death. It just means it's your body's way
imminent.
Of shutting
you're
down.
You're deteriorating.
It's your body's way of starting to shut down.
Yes.
It is. I feel old every time I get out of bed.
So hurting, depressing.
It really
I played
is depressing.
Full court hoops for the first time in
Why
like
would you
2 years.
Yeah, and how'd you feel?
And I got matched up against this kid. Like, he was definitely a kid, but I'm to the point where I'm so old now, I can't judge between like a 16-year-old, a 26-year-old. The kid had facial hair. He was about 6'3", good shape, stroking threes on me. I asked him, how old are you? 16.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
Right. Are you desperate to blow out your Achilles? You're desperate.
Just playing with buddies.
He's just waiting for it to happen.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay away from the explosive sports at this point. Yeah. It's over.
Yeah, me too.
It's over. Let's go to, is it Ian? Ian?
Ian,
20
yeah.
seconds. I know we got to go break. 20 seconds,
what's
buddy.
What's up, Ian?
Yeah, on the Alex Smith angle, I'm sure you guys all follow David Chow or at least have heard of him. And he walks through where he's at. Based on what we've seen and everybody who's a medical professional has heard, why the delay in just announcing he's retired? Isn't the money guaranteed, and wouldn't the cap hit for the Skins be more advantageous if he did declare retirement?
Yeah, but why would he?
He's not going to because he wants the money.
No, but isn't a significant portion of the contract guaranteed due to retirement? That's what I
know. If he declared that he was retiring, he would be forfeiting a portion of that guaranteed money, which he's not going to do.
He's not going to do that.
All right. Ignorant question. My bad.
No, it's not. It's not ignorant.
He's not going to give up money. No.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
I mean, he could retire and they just won't call it retirement. Yeah.
800-636-1067. It is Open Line Thursday. We will talk more NFL coming up at 9 o'clock. Jay Busby covers the NFL for Yahoo Sports here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, last week or so, we spent a lot of time talking about Kyler Murray. He's going to play in the NFL. One of the Redskins would take him if he was available. Actually, our Twitter poll had most of our respondents against taking Kyler Murray. Everybody's afraid of his height, right? And maybe a little bit that he might go back to baseball. I just saw this stat. It is pretty incredible. So people are worried about his height, thinking he's going to get his passes batted down all the time.
Yeah. I saw this stat.
He had 5 passes batted down last season. Meanwhile, Daniel Jones, 6'5", had 12.
Right.
Drew Locke, 6'4", 8. Will Greer, 6'1", had just 1.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne Haskins, who most people believe is going to be the first quarterback selected, also had 5. He's 6'3".
Mm-hmm.
You know who led the NFL in batted passes or however you call it, BPs.
Who was it, like Matt Ryan stat, or someone?
Didn't Joe out. Flacco, 6'6".
Yeah, 6'6", yeah.
Yeah.
What's he throwing from his hip?
Nah, it's just, I think these guys, they're not necessarily throwing over people. They're throwing through lanes. You know, maybe the taller guys are throwing over people a little
bit. Look, the concerns that I would have with Kyler Murray are the concerns I would have for most young quarterbacks. Okay, the size is certainly, I wouldn't worry about him throwing over the line as much as just the durability issue. But young quarterbacks, even if they're great in college, doesn't mean they're going to be great in the NFL because the NFL players are better.
True.
They're better and they're faster than what he's used to.
And along
so those
lines,
are the same concerns I would have for any quarterback.
The only size issue I have is just the durability, is just his thickness, not his height. I don't have a height concern. He's proven he can throw passes, and I'm sure he can. But what can he take the beating when a 350-pound guy hits him, you know, repeatedly?
Right, because it's about to get real for Kyler Murray.
Yeah, but I also think he won't get hit as often, but he'll get crushed. There'll be times where he gets crushed.
He's gonna, those guys will get him.
Yep, there's no doubt about it.
They got to Robert. They'll get to
Lamar.
They'll
track him down at some point.
They'll get to him.
But I'm cooling my jets on the whole Kyler Murray thing because it's just become obvious to me that they're not going to trade up for him. They're not going to want – they're not going to go for him. They're not in the market for him. I believe they're going to try to get something cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that I just think that's what they're going to do. They have so many needs, you can kind of justify it. I would go for a boom pick like that. A chance he could be your quarterback. He could be your Russell Wilson for the next 10 years, but I don't think they're going to.
I think they still have a lot to learn about him before they can make that decision.
Yeah. I just don't feel like I feel like they never do what we want them to do.
I would be shocked though if they got into like the Case Keenum business.
They're not going to do that either.
I don't think that's going to happen, even though he's going to become available.
But what did you
got a cheaper version?
What did you want them to do last year when you knew Cousins was gone?
I can't even remember. I don't remember. I wanted him to sign Cousins.
Right.
That,
but
until
once
the bitter end.
Okay.
I supported the Alex Smith. When they pulled off the trade for Alex Smith, I think I was surprised, but I was also supportive.
Yeah.
So I thought they gathered themselves pretty well with that.
I mean, you felt like it's something that you can move forward with Alex Smith.
Absolutely.
He could be there three,
they
4 years.
They made the best of a bad situation, or so you thought.
At the time, I liked the move.
Now it's blown up in their face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously with the injury.
And even before the injury, you know, he wasn't as prolific. I was hoping we were going to get the 2017 version, and we didn't.
No.
You got the version downfield and
yeah, you got the version where he's throwing one touchdown per game.
Yeah.
Which is not great in NFL 2018.
But to his defense, he just didn't have a lot of weapons that were available
to
him.
And I know
too.
We already made the bet and we went through it. I just don't think that they're going to go forward with Colt McCoy. You can't sell the fan base on Colt McCoy starting week one. I think they're going to go in a different direction. Not sure what it's going to be.
Oh, I don't think they care about the fan base that much.
Well, they better.
I don't think they do.
They better.
They like they making don't. Their own decisions.
You don't think they want to put people in the seats? Of course they do.
If they want to, then they would draft Kyler Murray. It's a no-brainer.
Okay. I'm not telling you they're not.
I don't think they're going to.
But I don't think they're going to say, hey, guys, get excited for 2019.
No. What they're going to do is draft a guy in a second or third round or fourth round, and they're going to say, we're going to groom him. We've got our young quarterback.
All right. Maybe they do.
But we're going to start Colt, and it's Colt's job to lose.
Or maybe Drew Locke is the guy, or maybe – I don't know who it's going to be.
Yeah.
I just don't think they're going to say, hey, Redskins fans, get excited. Colt McCoy is going to win games for us. Don't see it happening. Could be wrong. Just don't think I will be.
Yeah. I think their only play, I don't think many people are going to go be excited to see Drew Locke or Daniel Jones.
Right. Or those guys are not going to put any extra butt
Trace.
In the FedEx
Okay,
seats.
But at least you're starting over and it's a rookie and you don't know. You already know what you got in Colt.
Sure.
Agreed. Right.
You have a capable backup that can spot start for you at times.
I think you can sell people on, hey, this is a top 10 quarterback or a top 10 pick. You know, he was one of the best two or three quarterbacks coming out in the draft. Let's get excited for him. But with Colt, nice guy. Love the guy.
No one's going to be excited for Colt.
You
for
know
sure.
What Colt's going to get you. Colt's going to get you 5-6 wins tops if he stays healthy.
Right. What they're going to – They don't even really say. I mean, what are they going to market? I don't even know. What kind of marketing do they do these days?
Maybe it'll all be about Seist for Geist next year.
I think it'll be a lot of Geist stuff. But the Geist thing, I'm telling you, guys come back from ACLs better than ever, but it does take, except for AP, it does take about 2 years to get 100%, get all that. You know, so we can't expect guys to be who he was a year ago yet. I think he will
probably
be.
Probably not, yeah. He's still a great unknown.
Yeah, he's he had his own infection for 4 or 5 weeks.
I know. But I'm sure
people
he'll be
love
fine.
Watching his workout videos. Though.
I'm sure, he'll be fine.
I know. I've seen it. It didn't look that incredible to me. Let's go to Jason. Jason, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, real quick before I get to my story, how many of y'all got your V-Day smash on this morning?
You did.
What?
You probably did.
Are you insane?
Did you, Jason?
Let me get the buzz. Yeah, no doubt.
Did you hold on? Did you do it last night or this morning?
Nah, this morning, man. Probably about 4:30. You know, you start to feel that hand kind of creep through the sheets and work the way, you know, work its way over. So you kind of start to kind, you know, slowly get sized. And then, you know, then it just, you know, handle your business from
That's
there.
That's never but. Happened at 4:30 in the morning.
That was her hand or your hand?
Well, hopefully it was hers.
I mean, oh, so she was sized.
Oh, yeah, she usually, at that time of the morning, it's usually her initiating that. I'm still, you know, deep in some Z's. That's definitely her.
Well, that's good. Now, is that your girlfriend or your wife?
Oh, that's my girl. Just girlfriend. She keeps talking about the wife stuff, wifing her up, but I don't know.
It's not going to happen. Do you have kids?
Yeah, not right yet. Not right yet.
Okay.
But do you have any kids? Anyway, Jason, do you have any kids?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I have two.
Yeah, you have two, right.
I have a son. He's 14. My little girl, she's 3.
Right.
He sounds like a guy who's a little bit reckless with his, you know what I'm talking about.
Is your girlfriend the 3-year-old's mom?
Neither.
Neither. Wow, right. Yeah, he likes to get after it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jason likes to get after it.
Right. While I can.
Yeah.
No doubt.
What do you do for a living, Jason?
Hold on. That's a good question.
Hold on.
Put him on hold.
The only reason why I know what does Steven he do for City a is that's where Cowboy Todd used to live,
Steven
right?
Steven City.
That's deep.
He's definitely got a redneck twang.
Yeah.
What am I going to go in with here?
I'm going to say drywall.
Drywall's a good guess.
we always pick the same ones.
All right, whatever.
You're up next.
What do you think?
I'm going to say a delivery truck driver.
Delivering? I'm going to go with landscaping / this time of year, snow removal.
Right.
That's kind of his thing.
Mechanic.
That's all good guesses.
Oh, Drabby, you want to get in? You want to get in?
Well, is he a white guy or black? I thought he sounds like a black guy.
Sounds like a whitey to me.
Definitely not a brother.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't change my opinion.
He's a whitey.
He sounds white to me. I'm going to say he's a roofer.
Roofer?
All right.
I'm going to say.
What do you think, Valdez?
I'm going to say electrical work.
Electrical work. All right. Yes. Electrician.
Yes.
AWOD, any guesses?
Adam, you want to get in?
I think he works at a grocery store.
All right.
All right, maybe.
Let's go to Jason. Jason, hey, buddy. What do you do for a living, my friend?
Man, you get all y'all are way off, but it's mad funny listening to your guesses. I'm actually in the swimming pool business.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the swimming pool business.
Yeah, I should have known.
Guess who one of my customers used to be? Actually, I won't say, but one of your local competition that might be something to do with DC 101.
Elliot's pool or something?
I'm working in a swimming pool. Yeah. Working in a swimming pool.
He's not going to say, but
Do you fish out all the bugs or do you?
I broke quick on that one.
Yeah.
But,
what do you mean a lot of what he says is BS?
A lot of them stories, man. Dude, hey, everybody knows him in the area. A lot of them stories is for the radio. It's good, though. It's funny.
Like,
he's
give me
funny,
one
dude.
Story.
Learning...
Give me one story that he exaggerated for the radio.
His poker game is poop. His poker. I've cleaned him out at house games. I've watched him borrow money many a time, getting knocked out within the first hour. His poker game is mud. So
we would expect that.
Yeah, well, he's come to UC to have some decent math skills. He's participated in our poker
Can't even add.
Yeah, we didn't think he was good.
His poker game's definitely suspect. But it's always a story with that dude, man. He lives a life of stories.
Right.
Well, good for him.
All right, well, it still makes us laugh, even if he's lying about it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right, we got to run, Jason.
But,
all right, later, Jay.
I didn't even get to tell you what I was calling for.
Well, you're
too bad. Nobody cares.
You're talking too much.
Call back.
You're talking too much.
You got to call back.
Me.
So funny.
That's your
we didn't even let him get to why he called.
The two drops that make me laugh the most here recently are me and that.
Oh.
Whatever Awad does.
just
that part.
No, I like the part where he says it's the pizza bang.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing.
That part right there.
Coming up next.
He's such an idiot.
Jay Busby's going to join us, covers the NFL for Yahoo Sports right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.